Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing halachas of opening packages on Shabbos. We spoke two shiurim ago about opening cereal boxes on Shabbos, and that we said that if it's a flap glued to another flap, since it's only glued there temporarily and made to open it, so a lot of poskim hold, and I would say most poskim hold, that it's mutter to open that on Shabbos. Some hold you shouldn't, and therefore you should definitely try to open them before Shabbos, but a lot of poskim hold you could open that on Shabbos. Now, some of the listeners asked, what about the bag inside the box of cereal? There's a bag of cereal inside the box. So on that, that's similar to snack bags, which also has this halacha that most poskim hold, since it's oimed to be open. So there, that it's glued shut on top of the bag is only temporary, and the whole bag, it was once a kli from before, and doesn't have the problem of a siyas kli. It's only a problem of kareya, and since it was made to open, so therefore it's not a problem of kareya. Again, there are those who argue on that halacha, especially when it comes to the cereal bag where it's harder to open it up, it's not open so easily. There are some poskim hold that is usur, and therefore, if it's better to open that up with in a way that you destroy the bag, don't open so neatly, make a hole with a knife on the side of the cereal bag, and therefore, you know, even on the top, but to the side, and not open it nicely, that would be the most chatchil way to open the cereal bag that's in the cereal box. Now, we also mentioned in last year about perforated boxes. Not everyone understood exactly what it looks like. So for those for Torah in time, I have here a box. This is a tam tam box that has here this perforated tab that you pull, and that's also to do on Shabbos, we said. Now, some wanted to know, okay, so I won't pull a tab, I'll just open the flaps. So the halacha is, that's a problem, and I'll read you from a sefer, and it says like this: one also should not pull open the flaps in the place they were glued together, as it was intended for the box to be opened with the tab and for the glued area to remain together forever. And one should not separate things that were permanently glued together. He's saying a good taina. The saying is that since it's made to open with the perforated tab, so if it's opened from the glued part, that's a problem because it was never made to open that place. So therefore, when they glued it in the factory, they glued that in a permanent way, and therefore you don't have the heter that we say that it's mutter to tear that. We said it's mutter. Why? Because it's not permanent. But here it is permanent, and therefore those boxes, either a matzah box or a tam-tam box or a snacker box that has that perforated tab on top, it should be cut off. You should cut off the top in a way that destroys it, and that's the best way to do it. Now, there's one more chiddush that I saw on a sefer. When it comes to boxes like a Mike and Ike box that has tabs from two sides, such a case, which side is not permanent? It's only made to open on one side. So which side is considered the not permanent side? So it seems like it's a shikul machlekes team Rabbi Falk, and maybe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about it as well. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself has two stardom. He says, on one hand, maybe you shouldn't be able to open one of those tabs because one of them we know for sure is here as a permanent tab and the shayla of iser. But he says, on the other hand, I katayna that the company is saying each one is made to open, whatever one you pick. So therefore, neither one really is permanent. And therefore, it's not so poshut. So it's a better, in such a case, either you should just make a hole in the box without ripping any letters, make a hole in the box and get out the jelly beans that way, without opening the tabs. That's one etza. Another etza is, some say, if you open both tabs at once, so there, it's also, you're being kereya, in a way of kilkel, because now the box is not usable, and that would be the way to do it. So either you open both sides together, or you just carve a hole into the cardboard, then that would be fine, because that's considered a kilkel.